brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome. Do I got some volume here?
A little bit.
Come on, let's get it up.
Give him a little volume, please.
Give me a little bit more volume.
There we go.
Come on, let's get it up, Quimby.
Stop.
And it starts now.
Already.
Hey, everybody, Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. We are broadcasting from Xfinity Live. Yes, your 2-3 Eagles are about to play the reigning Super Bowl champions, and Sam Brady's love, our intern, Super Sam.
Super Sam Brady, we love you! Happy anniversary, Super Sam.
Hold on, you don't even let me have an opportunity to make the announcement?
Oh, my God.
You're taking too much time.
Jesus. All right. Everybody, we're brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Before we go any further, it's been a very somber week for us on the Green Legion Radio family and the iHeart family here in Philadelphia. I'm going to try not to well up while I talk about this right now. Our good friend, the person along with Sean Brady's who has made Green Legion Radio happen, our friend Mike Tallarita, passed away from COVID this week at the young age of 45. Guys, we should not be talking about anybody dying from COVID anymore. Go get your damn vaccine, please. If it's not for you, it's for everybody else. If it's not for you, it's for the cancer patients that can't get in. If it's not for you, do it for a family member. For God's sake, do it for yourself as well. All right? Please, get freaking vaccinated.
Absolutely.
I am tired of losing friends from this crap. Tired of it. Anyway.
Amen.
On that note.
Amen.
We'll try to have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We're going to dedicate tonight's show to Mike, and which means it could be a complete disaster. But let's go over a very personal elements of our show this evening. I want to congratulate Hydea Thomas, Hollis's daughter. Her first game in the EuroLeague, 17 points, 12 rebounds.
Wow. Woo!
All right. We can use that on the Sixers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's been working to this for quite some time.
Scored more points than Ben Simmons averages.
She got a jump shot?
Yes.
As well, happy 1-year anniversary to Super Sam.
Super Sam.
By the way,
eyes on you.
Happy anniversary. You're fired.
She's only been married to Tom Brady for 1 year.
Yeah, there it is. Everybody, we got a lot to get to, short amount of time. Green Legion Radio and the pregame show here on Fox Sports Gambler. It's also brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz.
Love that bourbon.
Dave Babuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and coming soon, the Fin to the Fillmore. Bucks County Baseball Company, and of course, our good friends at Twin Spires that I can't talk about right now and be too loud about it. But
are we keeping track of your best bets?
Absolutely.
Because they're awful.
Oh, no, I'm 50%. All I've lost is the juice in the last 2 weeks. But real quick, introduce the entire panel. To my left, Eagles wide receiver legend, Dr. Irving Fryer.
Yay!
Next to him, it's just Diaz. Next to him, Chris Sackmaster. How are you, sir?
I'm channeling my inner Ben Simmons today. I'm here so I don't get fined.
So you're a bitch. So you're being a bitch.
Yes, absolutely.
All right,
that's what I'm here to do.
I got you. And, of course, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your heart, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
All right, Tank.
Go Birds, baby.
Miles,
good things.
As well, our producer all the way at the end, Mr. Smash Kyle Nunnemaker. How are you, brother?
Gobbler.
By the way, where's
Gobbler?
Where's Sean Brace?
Yeah, SB, where you at?
TBD.
M-I-A.
Oh, he's going to get it.
M-I-A.
He's drunk in some parking lot around here.
Yeah.
He's fired.
All right, everybody. Oh, hold on. I just got a text message from him. What does it say? Walking in, heart. Sure you are.
Into the stadium.
Sure you are.
We'll get a slurp break.
What, walking into the bathroom? Richard.
I don't see him.
I'd also like to welcome all the brand new Speckin' Tampa fans here with their jerseys they bought today. If you need to cut off the tags, you can go to the bar. They might have scissors for you guys. You look adorable.
They are pretty fresh.
Thanks for the money.
There's something oddly disturbing about Michael Diaz saying, "You look adorable."
It did sound a little bit quirky, didn't it?
What was that sound effect?
I think it was a toilet flushing.
That's awesome, Jansen.
Way to go, Jansen.
You keep rocking that, baby. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about the Carolina game, figure out what went wrong and what went right. All right, they won, but going down the panel here, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Did anybody feel comfortable about this game until 4 minutes left?
If they don't get that block punt, they lose that game.
Of course.
If they don't block that punt, they lose the game.
You know who recovered that block punt?
Bump it, the Green Legion Radio bump.
Mr. Sean Bradley, his father... Marcus is in here with us somewhere, so we appreciate you being here.
Well, you know who blocked it, right? Also Green Legion bump, T.J. Edwards.
Of course.
It's a special teams player of the week in the NFC.
Yep, there we go.
Another friend of the program.
It's the play of the game. It was the play of the game, but it doesn't happen. The Eagles lose.
Look, Hollis, I want to talk to you about this.
Yes.
So, obviously, we know what happened in the war room on Monday.
Correct.
With Sirianni laying in again and the rest of the staff. It looked like... The defense got the message. It looked like the defense got the message. Let me go through stats quick. Held Sam Darnold to 177 yards with one touchdown and three interceptions. For the most, I mean, Chuba Hubbard had 101 yards, but they kept him in check.
Is that one of the greatest sports names of all time?
Chuba Hubbard.
I think it's a Key and Peele name.
You guys said it was like bubblegum because I was listening to you guys on the way back from my mother-in-law's house in upstate New York, and I was like, hey, that's right. It is like bubblegum.
That was my joke. I agree with Diaz.
It is. Josh Sweat, Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox all had sacks.
Yep.
Alex Singleton, even though starting off with that face mask penalty, had 14 tackles,
nice.
10 solo. Which
what you're missing is that there was 8 hits on the quarterback.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
There's another Avery, Sweat, Slay, Hargrave, Cox, and Kerrigan all tackles for a loss.
Kerrigan showed up.
He had a performance.
Wow. Yeah. Slay and Nelson, 3 interceptions between the two of them. Does this gain you, Tank, as a defense? Does this gain you any momentum going into a Thursday night game where Tom Brady has had interception issues over the last couple of years?
Well, you know what? It gives you a bit of confidence because when you look at the way things were done, you got your guys moving around. You got your up front people doing some stunts and stuff, and you got the guys who we've been as fans waiting on to make picks. They brought these guys in here, some of these two new corners in here to be like, not even shut down corners, but just better than what we've had. And to come out and do what we did with the 3 interceptions and that timely interceptions. And I disagree. I feel like the way our defense was playing, if we still hadn't got that block, we still would have stopped them and got the ball back.
All right, you believe that?
I believe that because of the way the defense was playing.
But the offense wasn't playing well. The offense wasn't moving the ball.
Well, hold on a second.
Hold on a second there, sir.
Table your emotions, Dr. Fryer.
It's also a short field, too. Yeah. It's a shorter field than if the punt went off.
Yeah. Well, bring me down just a hair. No, my particular mic. Bring me down just a hair. Thanks,
Chris. Just a smidgen,
Dave. Secondary is definitely going up against a much more formidable receiver core this week.
Three wide receivers, they could be a number one on pretty much any team.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and a tight end that should be probably a receiver. He's got weapons everywhere.
The thing with the defense, though, the offense was playing terrible through almost three quarters of the game. And in the past, the defense normally caves, and they were just kind of holding tough. You know, like our good friend Bubblegum Chubba Hubbard was having a little day. But, you know, it was an improvement over, I don't want to say spirit, because that doesn't sound very quantitative. You can't, like, put your finger on it. But, hey, defense has been a big problem. They don't have a scheme, according to the DC. It was good to see them hold another team in check on the road. That was, what, 3-1 at the time.
It does seem like when the offense is playing well, the defense is not playing well. When the defense is playing well, the offense is not playing well. But I said what I said about the block punt, and if they that did not happen, that they were likely to lose the game, because the plays that were made on offense from that point forward were plays with Jalen Hurts' legs. They weren't passes. They weren't the running back. It wasn't a balanced attack. It was Jalen, what Jalen did.
We got to stop acting like the defense has been a problem the whole entire season. The defense played well to win the game against the Niners. They played well against the Falcons. The thing is, this is the big difference in the matchup today as compared to what just dealt with on Sunday. There's a big difference between Sam Darnold and Tom Brady. The Eagles' defense has been torched for 240 burgers in back-to-back weeks by elite quarterback play and Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. What you're going to see here tonight and the weapons that this team has, you're expecting another 40 burger to be put up. You hope that the confidence comes over from Sunday, but this is a different kind of quarterback than Sam Darnold, obviously.
Mute his mic. Mute. I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear that.
That's obvious.
Thank you, doctor.
It could be obvious, but it could also be obvious that the defense coordinator has heard the head coach and say you need to do some things, to do some exotic things to stop the elite quarterback. So don't just let them stand back there and play 7-on-7. If you let any quarterback stand back there and play 7-on-7, they become elite.
Well, one of the things they can do, and they should do, if they carry it over from last week, is hit Tom Brady. They got eight hits on the quarterback last week.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And Tom Brady, I've watched him over the years. Yep. When he gets hit, he becomes a normal quarterback.
He shrinks.
Normal.
Hold the phone.
He shrinks.
Everybody, we are graced with royalty here.
Oh, mister.
Everybody, welcome Sean Brace to the program.
Brace yourself, baby. Brace yourself, baby.
Mr. What's Yourself. Mr. What's Yourself.
He actually did show up. Jansen right now is happy as can be that Sean Brace is here with us.
Kyle is definitely not happy because we're still having sound issues back at the studio. But let's talk about the offense real quick.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Tank, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. But Pro Football Focus rated Big Puddin third best offensive lineman last week.
Oh, God.
Well, just one pressure in 47 pass blocking snaps. Over the past 3 weeks, Dillard has allowed 7 pressures in 160 pass blocking snaps. Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you got?
Eight penalties.
Eight
penalties. 5 of them pre-snap.
Hey, if he has any more tonight, you're going to have to take your shoes off to count that.
Yes. If he has a clean sheet, if our good guy, Andre Dillard, Big Puddin, if he has a clean sheet today, should Hollis wear a Big Puddin jersey in Vegas?
Oh.
Yo,
you know that's not going to happen one way or the other.
Exactly. Who's going to put it on him?
Right.
Thank you.
He can barely put it on himself.
Thank you. I would never. You know why I can barely put it on? Because I don't put trash on.
Yeah, my man. I do like the fact that they gave the ball to Sanders a little bit more, but I don't want your second leading rusher on the team being your quarterback.
I think tonight, though, this is the number one running defense. I think the quarterback has to be your leading rusher tonight.
We don't
need to see the screens and then the screens and the screens and screens and then screens and screens and screens. But, I mean, they're not going to run the ball on this team tonight.
They will run the ball on the team. The thing that I think teams get away from is trying to keep up with Tom Brady and scoring instead of doing what other teams should do and keep the ball away from Tom Brady. Because all you have to do is break up a few of his drives and you get a couple of long drives. And then you're playing with power.
Hurts, 22 for 37 with a passer rating of 62.7 last week. Does not look comfortable back there still. Concern. anybody.
He had a couple of missed throws, yeah. overthrows, particularly that one where he had a free play and he threw it out of bounds, threw the end zone out of bounds, and then the interception was also an overthrow. So he's been a little bit inaccurate with his passes, and that's obviously a concern.
Erratic.
I just think we still have a green quarterback. I mean, this guy, tonight.
He is a green horn.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is his 10th career start happening here tonight. It's going to take some time, and we know that. It's just like with Nick Sirianni calling the plays. It's going to take some time for these guys to get used to running a pro offense, and you know, both as a quarterback and as a head coach.
And whether he turns out to be good now or whether he turns out to be bad, just know that that's short-lived.
Well, yeah.
We don't know what that's going to be in the long term.
Correct.
Yeah, and the thing that I like about it is even though he had a short-term memory, because in the second half,
he's a goldfish.
It's like all those things that happened to him in the first half, that could have went over to the second half, and he wouldn't have scored the two touchdowns he did score, and then hit Watkins on one of the best deep passes I've seen in quite some time.
Diaz, finish this up. We're going to move on talking about tonight's game.
The thing with Hurts is all these comments are right, but you know, if Carson Wentz keeps throwing for 400 yards
and losing
– and Miami keeps on losing, we're going to have these top picks where it's
another quarterback.
Unfortunately for Hurts, he just doesn't have the time. You can't miss those throws. Thursday Night Football, it's the only game in town. He's going to have to make some plays.
Did you trust the process for 8 years?
There we go.
Shut the hell up.
There we
go. What's going on year 9?
Shut the hell up. Everybody go back and let my boy.
The Eagles have to play better than they did last week tonight.
All right. Well, let's talk about tonight. Zach, let's start with the injury report. What do you got?
All right. So for the Eagles, we have two distinguished players that are out this evening. Lane Johnson still out with personal issues, and Dallas Goedert did not pass COVID protocol in time, so there will be no Dallas Goedert this evening. For the Bucs, though, the Bucs are struggling more with injury, and can they replace it on their side of the ball? Linebacker Lavonte David is an absolute monster. He's out with an ankle injury tonight. Rob Gronkowski is a monster in the red zone. He's been doing it for years. Still out with a rib injury. He'll be back in week 7. And safety Antoine Winfield could not pass concussion protocol in time. So their secondary, they're without two starting corners and a starting safety. If you're going to beat the team, you've got to do it through the air.
We don't have to worry about Jalen Hurts overthrowing the safety.
I think I'm in concussion protocol off of Charlotte.
We're all in concussion protocol from listening to you for the last 3 years.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
Hey, Tech, can you finish the trenches in 2 minutes, maybe? Or why don't you start with one, and we'll get to the other side in 1 minute.
Okay, it's 1 minute? Well, I'll just start with the trenches. Their offensive line, we have two pigeons on the interior, and we have an over-aggressive center that Tom Brady had to reprimand throughout last season, and he's still doing it this year. I'll kick it to you now, because I don't want to shortchange people on what I got written down.
Everybody, really fast. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. Get your damn vaccine. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web, gphainc.org. We are Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports Gambler with the pregame show brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential. We'll be back right after this. All right, we got some feedback there, Tree. Let's bring that down. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Coming to you from Xfinity Live. Oh, my God, Charlie. Rustica Pizza, everybody, if you're in Northern Liberty. Oh, I didn't even see Caruso there.
Oh, dear Lord.
There you are. What's
Sweet
up?
Jesus.
How are you?
Caruso.
Everybody, you deserve to get good service and great rates. And State Farm, we get it. And we're here to help because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. All right, there we go. Yeah. We're through it. Tank,
yes,
let's get back to the trenches, please.
Okay.
By the way, a huge Green Legion family shout out to Deb Kurtz on her birthday.
Happy birthday, Deb!
Happy birthday, Deb!
Yes.
God, the cake is delicious.
Hey, by the way, we're 2-3. We're not out of this thing yet. Can we get an
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Tank, get back to the trenches, my man.
Okay, we're going to start on the interior because the interior is what I like to call the pigeon. The center, he's a big pigeon because he's kind of dirty. It's like he had to be reprimanded last year, like about 5 or 6 times by Tom Brady. I don't know why I find myself watching the Bucs so much, but in watching the play, both of the guards are fairly young, but they are pigeons. They're from small schools, so I think we could take advantage of the interior. Now, I was on Seth Joyner's show the other day.
Seth isn't angry.
Yes. Well, me and Seth had the same thing in mind. We were saying that the our defensive ends need to keep their happy ass outside, so they could get more sacks if they didn't lose contain. And so, and in saying that, I feel like we have the advantage up front defensively. But you have to realize this as well: they have Tom Brady, so they've only given up 9 sacks to 228 pass attempts. 9 sacks to 228.
Yeah, but they don't have Javon Hargrave.
No, they don't. But the one thing about their offensive line that you truly can expect is the center, he will get at least 1 15-yard penalty, just out of the blue.
And it counters with Derek Barnett.
Yeah, it does. And they like
offsetting penalties tonight.
Yep, there it is.
Well, they do get 4.0 yards per carry in the run, but they're not run orientated. They do what Diaz likes because they possess a lot of weapons on the outside, so they pass early and run late. So they run when they need to and to get the clock off.
Yeah, we'll talk about orientated later on.
Watch out, Gruden.
Oh, dear Lord. God. So I'm going to kick it over to the D-line. And the D-line is a bit of a hybrid. So they have Ndamukong Suh at left D-end and Vita Vea at nose guard. And then they have at right defensive end, they have William Golston. I say it that way because I know that their defensive coordinator used to be here, and they know that our pigeon is Jason Kelce. So I feel like they're going to line up in that 3-man front and put somebody over our center. So it's gonna be a rough day.
By the way, did you guys notice that Diaz was late for this comeback?
The good news is you're fired.
Sorry. I thought we fired Sam first.
Let me do that a little louder.
Do it a little louder.
Because the good news is you're fired.
Yeah.
It's always a wonderful day when Diaz gets fired.
Now the defensive line, you have to have a Will linebacker who's pretty much a glorified defensive end. With Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett,
those are linebackers.
But they're still. When you look at where they're
is he stepping on your toes?
Uh-oh. Oh, big time is big time in Hollis.
Or my 7 fingers for Jason Pierre-Paul. But go ahead.
Better than 4th of July celebrations with Jason Pierre-Paul.
7 functioning fingers. Only 7.
So then you have to look at the sacks. They have 10 total sacks on the year. 8 of them come from the guys up front. And so I say that from the guys up front because I had Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett. They play the will linebacker position. So when it's third down or when they're trying to rush the passer, they're going to add that extra guy in there. And we actually can move the ball downfield on them because they give up like 46 or 47% on third down. So this should be a formidable game. But, you know, we have to not make the same mistakes that we have been in the past because those mistakes will kill us dearly.
And just to make sure he gets a part in this show, Sean Brace, how do you feel about everything Hollis just talked about?
Hey, guys, how we doing? How's everybody doing over here?
Hey, Sean, thanks for showing
up.
We
have a substitute producer over here. I just want to say this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Green Legion Radio, 1100 Social Xfinity Live.
E-A-G!
He's not only a radio host, everybody, he's a cheerleader.
he's a hype man.
Good luck, Kelly. We do have a couple male cheerleaders.
I also want to say this. So I was out at the golf course for a little bit.
Every day.
It'd be a great life if that's true. But Jari Evans, who you know very well.
Yeah.
As Quimby knows as well.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody knows him very well. I will just tell you this.
Future Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer, absolutely. He was like, dude, this game is staying under. Tampa Bay is not going to attack. They're going to run the football. Brady's got a banged up thumb, banged up knee. They're going to try and work the clock. This game is staying under. So if you're betting this game, take the under. All right? DraftKings Sportsbook, use last name Bryce. My bad. Crossing streams. Don't do it. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Right there.
You know what? As I've always said, betting the under is always fun. Contrary to anything I said in Carolina, betting the under is always fun.
Oh, my God. Mute his ass.
Someone take out the program director.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
I love you guys. Quimby, I love you so much.
No. Stay here, man. You're not done.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. So, Zach, let's talk running backs, bro.
I love cake.
All right, so I'll keep it quick. So last year the Jaguars decided to cut Leonard Fournette, and you know Tom Brady was salivating at the fact that he was going to get the former 2017 first-round draft pick. Leads the team with 251 yards rushing. They haven't really mixed in a lot Ronald Jones the second, but you know eventually at some point they're going to have to because Fournette is not going to be able to sustain the pounding for 17 games a season.
The pounding.
Yes. It was the giggity. And then, and then Giovanni Bernard, which was a personal favorite of mine. I used to like Bernard when he played with the Bengals. That guy just loves catching the ball on the backfield. Great third down back. For a team that loves to throw the ball as much as the Bucs, they have some three really good running backs on their side. And, you know, Brady will check down when he has to. When he sees the coverage not something favorable for him to pass, he has no problem hesitating and going to the run. So that's what they have with the running backs for the Bucs.
All right, Irving, time to talk a little receivers. We got to get through this pretty quick. We had a long break with technical issues, so let's get to it real fast.
You going
to
cut me short?
I'm not cutting you short ever, sir. Diaz will get cut short.
The great Irving Fire!
Let me give you these numbers.
Reese was definitely on the golf course today.
Through five games, $6 no change, has 25 receptions. 314 yards. Now, that's second among wide receivers, rookie wide receivers in the NFL. So he's doing okay there. Quez Watkins, 13 catches, 267 yards, no TDs. Jalen Reagor, 17 receptions.
17 receptions? I don't believe that.
That's it.
No, he gets like half a game.
17 receptions, 140 yards, one TD. Greg Ward, 2 receptions.
That sounds more like Reagor. Yes. You flip that.
30 yards with 2 TDs. And then Goddard, who's not playing tonight, 15 receptions, 2
touchdowns. You can get it out. You sound excited over there saying 2 TDs.
Don't fight it.
1 TD.
Now,
we have not really had any. Stop. We have not had any real big plays. We don't pressure a defense downfield. We've had 2 long receptions. Quez Watkins had both of them. 1 for 81 yards against the 49ers and 1 for 53 yards last week against Carolina. We need to throw the ball downfield, put pressure on the defense downfield. Otherwise, defensive backs can stand, plant their feet at 17 yards, and play everything in front of them, and there's no threat for the ball to go beyond them. So that's something that we need to do. Stop dinking and dunking, but make sure we take 3 or 4 shots down the field. Now, against this defense, dinking and dunking may just do us very well, because the defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, who Tank mentioned earlier, Todd Bowles from Temple, he likes to pressure the offense. He wants to dictate to the offense what he wants the offense to do. So short passes to the wide receivers, short passes to the tight ends, throwing to the backs out of the backfield, screens. That's the way you offset that kind of pressure.
Awesome. And we're going to get back to that more on Green Legion Radio Live on Fox Sports The Gambler here at Xfinity Live before Eagles Bucks coming up. You guys, we'll be back right after this. We're back on Green Legion Radio Live, Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. Want to talk to you real fast about Twin Spires, everybody. Let's talk about Twin Spires. Great offer through the Green Legion. Download Twin Spires Casino and Sports. Use code LEGION10 when you set up your account. You'll get $250 to bet however you want if you deposit just $10 and make a $10 bet. Deposit $10, make a $10 bet. You'll get $250 in your account the next day to do with whatever you choose. All right, I am 50% over the last 2 weeks. Not good, not bad. I'm giving up the juice. I get it. I'm also going to tell you right now, stay the hell away from this game tonight. I am going to say nothing's fun about betting unders, but if I'm going to lean, I'm going that route. The line has moved from 7 to 6.5. I don't know if that tells you anything. That tells you that people will put money on the birds. I don't know why, but that's where we are. So, Twin Spires, check them out. Again, download the Casino Sports and Casino Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Deposit $10 using code LEGION10. Bet $10 and you'll get $250 the next day.
My wife
to bet
it.
With whatever you want. So here we go. Let's get back to it. Irvin.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk secondary, baby.
Well, we had a couple of interceptions. Well, three interceptions last week. One with Nelson.
Nice to see Slay and Nelson stepping up.
And actually, Slay had two in INTs, and he stayed with DJ Moore most of the game and really shut DJ Moore down. I think that's what Slay prefers, to pick a guy and shut him down. He's that kind of guy. And he, his play last week, I believe the defensive backfield's play last week, took the whole defense to another level. And when you do, you know, when you make big plays like that, the confidence really begins to increase with the whole team.
Just so you know, we are cutting out of here at 48, or at 58, so we got a little bit of time. Keep going.
I got more time?
Yeah, take some time, baby.
Thank you.
Never cut off the reverend.
So let me...
Hallelujah! By the way, for anybody that's in Vegas with us, next week, Dr. or the Reverend Irving Fryer will be marrying our friends Keenan and Pam at the tailgate at Caesar's Palace, the Garden of the Gods tailgate. If you haven't signed up, you're going to be in Vegas. Do me a favor. Get your ass on the damn website and sign up.
And the Lord says you got to rise up.
And the two shall become one.
Sexual chocolate.
Okay.
Okay.
So Shepherd's Pie.
So again, I believe that the play of the defensive backfield really took the whole defense and the team and elevated their play. But one of the things that I saw last week as I was watching the game against the Panthers, they were having trouble with the trips or three receiver sets that Carolina presented them. And that's something that Tampa Bay does a lot of. Tom likes to do three wide receivers on one side and flood that area, that zone. The first
trips
time that Carolina, their first touchdown.
Trips, right?
Thank you. Trips. The first touchdown Carolina scored was in a similar situation where they had a receiver motion from the outside in, and they ran the back out of the backfield, creating that three wide receiver setup. And it was Harris and Nelson both ran with the same wide receiver and left the receiver wide open in the end zone. So we have to make sure we know what we're doing, who has who, and make sure you cover your guy adequately in that situation. Now, the defense...
Hold on real quick.
I'm not finished yet.
Hollis wants to interject real quick.
I'm not finished yet.
Not just interject on what you were saying.
I'm not finished yet.
On the trips part.
Y'all keep rushing me.
No, we're not rushing
I'm
you.
I'm not finished
you, you have time, sir. The part on the trips part, I learned from one of my colleagues, Mike Zordich, that you run a square in that situation. You know what a square is?
Yes.
You know what a square defensively is?
Oh, what a defensive square
defensive
is.
Defensive square is like, it's like
you create a square.
Yeah, you create a square. You just take the guy that comes to
you. That's right.
And the thing that we haven't done
I'm going to go get another beer while you two argue.
No, we're not arguing. The communication, I don't see the communication that should be made on that situation.
Right.
Yeah,
more communication has to be made. It needs to be made clear who has who.
Exactly.
And what part of the field zone.
I should hear square coming off the TV.
Right, square coming off the TV.
Yes.
Now, the defensive backs or the defensive backfield for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is banged up, as was mentioned earlier by Sacks. Great job, Sacks.
It's just one sack. There's no S on the end.
Well, I'm calling you Sacks. That's my name for you.
Sacks.
Yeah, sacks.
Just roll with it, dude.
All right. Yeah, just roll with it.
Okay. Come on. Thanks, Reverend.
Can I help? Yeah, thank you.
Who the fuck is that guy?
They're banged up. They are in pass defense. The defensive backfield for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is 32nd in the league. They're
worst. Hold on a second. First of all, what are you doing here?
They're giving up 314 yards per game in the air.
Yep.
We have a good chance to have a big game against them in the air. This is an opportunity for our wide receivers to have a big game.
All right, are you guys done bitching each other?
I think it's irresponsible for Fox to plant fake Buccaneers fans at our tailgate and radio show.
Is that Fox?
I mean, we all know they don't exist.
Are you from Fox?
Yeah.
Are you with
there
Fox?
There we go.
All right, anyway, let's get the quarterbacks. Diaz, what do we got?
Yeah. What can we say?
Why don't you rush? Let's rush Diaz.
Let's talk about...
Shut up, Diaz.
The GOAT, Tom Brady.
He's not the GOAT, but continue.
This year he's passed these records. Career passing yards... First player with 300 starts. First player to beat all 32 teams. He only needs three more games to win.
First player to piss me off every time I hear his name.
He needs three more games of three-plus TD passes to get the record. He is on pace for 6,011 yards,
wow.
51 TDs, six INTs. He married a supermodel, and he open-mouth kisses his children. What's not to like?
Are we at Kaji yet?
Oh, was that one of your Kaji?
I think that was.
Sorry to steal your thunder.
Well, some people say that Tom
Brady is
he's going to overlook the Eagles because it's supposed to be an easy win for him. But I promise you, he is still having nightmares, like he said, about that Super Bowl loss, and he's going to come in here looking for revenge.
Well, this is it. This is the little weird. This is the weird football gods.
Diaz, look at me.
I hear you. Okay. Football gods. It's weird that his thumb started hurting once we started playing the Eagles. Last time he played, well, two times he played the Eagles. Brandon Graham's not in the game, but maybe Derek Barnett steps up there. Little strip on the thumb. Hey, Derek Barnett had a sack last weekend?
How about new?
All right, I mean, maybe you're right.
Sweathead sack.
You guys get a sack every
week. All right, everybody, let's move on to it real quick. No Bucks fresh County fresh Baseball fresh Company, you.
What?
Nice, Jansen. Love it. Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports and clothing collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit them at BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Their website is bigger than the store. Their Bristol location is open on weekends. We love our friend JP, but he couldn't be here tonight selling gear, so we're making sure we give him a shout-out right now. Everybody, it's time for Nancy Lennox. How are you? Quit yelling at me. It's time for our favorite segment. Here on Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports Gambler. It's called Kaja. Kick-ass or jackass? We'll go down the row, get everybody's opinion. I'm going to start. Yes, how many do you have?
I have zero today.
Good.
Is it? How dark is it going to be? I just want to know.
It's already dark. Can't you see?
I'm asking for a friend.
All right. First of all, kick-ass or jackass? Giselle.
Jackass.
Hold on. Wait till your turn.
I mean, you didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jackass.
Jackass.
Kick ass. Ever.
I figured
always
you would say that.
He knocked up a supermodel, got her pregnant, and then had his first son, and then left her for Giselle. I mean, kick ass as can be.
Tank.
Wow.
Good. Good talk.
Jackass.
All right.
Jackass.
Deflate Tom.
Jackass.
Keep it going.
Jackass, keep cheating.
How deflated is he really when he's married to Giselle?
There we go. He's going to keep going.
Jackass.
Ooh, he inflated her. Jackass, though.
Twice.
Are you inflated?
Let's keep it PG, fellas.
No, it's not. Gronk no longer being single.
Who cares?
Right. Who cares? But
it does because half of the available women in the United States are back on the market.
Kick ass.
Jackass. There's so many funny single Gronk stories. Jackass. Don't do it.
Jackass, man. Don't wipe up.
You know who his girlfriend is, right? The bombshell in Free Guy.
It's still one.
Yeah, nobody,
telling you,
nobody
saying
cares.
All right,
nobody
good
wants the same crackers over and over again.
Slash.
I'm just saying.
Everything Gronk is jackass. I can't stand the man.
Thank you.
All right, here's the one that's going to get up in your craw.
Uh-oh.
Tampa winning two championships two sports last year.
That's kick ass.
It's jackass. Hockey isn't a real sport.
Really?
Here we go.
Really? No,
here
it's absolutely no one cares. Nobody cares about anything sports related in
Tampa.
Hockey
isn't a real sport. Jackass. I'm with Diaz.
Yeah, no one cares. Jackass.
And Tampa fans don't care unless they're relevant. Jackass.
I think it's jackass. Tampa doesn't deserve two championships.
They have. F are them. You kidding me? They have great fans that are very dead.
Like this guy here who's
got jackass or jackass. The guy with the brand new Gronk jersey he took out of the box today.
Sexy.
How about 50% of the Tampa fans here with the brand new Gronk
jersey? Can we just acknowledge him now? Because he's been standing there like a psycho 14-year-old.
This guy's like Roman Reigns over here.
High school boyfriend.
Acknowledge me.
He's still got the creases in the jersey.
What do you think I can hear? I cannot.
This just became awkward.
All right. My nephew, Justin Miller, becoming a Bucks fan since he moved there because they won a championship.
Oh, my God.
Jackass.
I think I don't want to insult all of our guests because I think they're in the same boat, but that's jackass.
What a pathetic loser.
Oh,
jackass.
Man, you are.
Justin is now dead to me.
Fair weather, man.
Justin
fair
is dead weather. To me. You tell him that.
Fair weather.
Hold on.
That's brutal.
I got this somewhere, I promise you.
You got the drop for me?
I don't. Where is
man,
it?
You are one pathetic
man,
loser.
You are one pathetic loser.
No offense.
None taken.
All right, here we go. Tom Brady sued at the Kentucky Derby.
Yo, my man.
What did he have on? I didn't see it.
It was the worst.
Was it the worst?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
He cannot play it off like a brother. I'll tell you that
kick
right
ass.
Now.
Hashtag style.
He looked like Christopher Lloyd in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Kick ass.
Really?
Kick ass.
Yes. Yeah, jackass.
I'll take your word for it. Jackass.
Was he double-fisting mint tuleps?
No, that was Wes Welker.
Jackass.
Wes Welker, yeah.
Or ecstasy drop.
Tom Brady's sexy goat photo.
Ew.
Yeah,
ew.
Just go with that.
I don't want to look at your Google searches, man. What are you talking about?
Ew.
Never seen it? Quimby jackass.
No, I'm telling you, it's out there. Look up on Google Tom Brady's top 10 most
Quimby.
Embarrassing moments.
We're your friends.
Josh, will you do me a favor? Will you mute Diaz, please?
I just want to say kick ass or jackass Quimby's Google search.
Jackass. Okay. Until you bastards actually do some research, you can all shut the hell up.
Wow.
Next.
Am I included with them? The bastards?
Talk to
no, you do
no, he's Am afraid of you. He's afraid of you, baby.
I'm not afraid of anybody, especially Tank. So... Here we go. This is a good one.
Let's round it out.
Tom Brady becoming the spokesperson for Uggs.
Kick-ass.
How the hell is that kick-ass to you?
That's kick-ass. Can't you see him in some Uggs?
Those are some warm kicks. I got to say kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
This is a product that's 99% female.
Yes.
Diaz owns them, though, so they're kick-ass.
They make male Uggs. They make male Uggs.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Okay.
We're in our last minute.
They make
minute.
Male Uggs, and all of you can go to hell if you wear them.
Jackass.
They're paying me. I would wear anything.
I know.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we know. You're wearing.
We just found out. Slash has his price.
Oh, yes. Great. Banana hammocks.
And finally, kick-ass or jackass, our intern, Super Sam's incessant man crush on Tom Brady.
Yeah, who's Tim Brady on the run sheet?
I'm sorry. I typo. Right.
That's their kid.
I'm sorry.
She
our intern. Our intern, Super Sam's incessant man crush on Tim Brady and Tom Brady.
Kick ass.
I plead the fifth.
That you should. Diaz, get off your phone.
I plead the fifth.
Be a professional.
You better plead the fifth.
I abstain, yes.
Tank, good.
Wow, jackass.
Thank you.
Jackass, she's my girl.
Kick ass, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Let's get the hell out of here. You guys,
let's go Birds!
Once again, on behalf of the entire Green Legion Radio family, we want to send our sincerest condolences to the friends and family of Mike Tallarita, who, along with Sean Brace, has made all of this happen for us. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia. Brought to you what?
Nothing, man.
Finish it, man.
I just want to tell you I love you.
All right, man. I love you, too.
On to Harry Mays.
All right. Now we're getting there. We're getting there. Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. If you haven't signed up for the Vegas tailgate, damn it, do it now. Everybody, we love you. We appreciate you. Get your damn vaccine. to the Harry Mays pregame show. Thanks, Jansen, in studio, along with the rest of the hosts. We'll see you next week.